fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 29th day of January, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I should explain something that I haven't done for quite a while. When I say year of our Lord, I do that for two reasons. First of all, it's true. Second of all, it irritates atheists and Muslims. So that's several very good reasons to say, Year of Our Lord, 2021. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Face the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day has been the same all week long for very good reason. We need to start over in many ways. Here's the prepper tip of the day. Retreat, regroup, retrain, and re-equip. This fight is not over. In fact, it's just beginning. And you need to incorporate that into your very heart and soul. This first hour, we're going to have Tom Berryhill with us. We're going to be talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio. Hour two, we will have my friend Dr. Ted Brewer with us. We'll be talking about two topics, including how these vaccines will kill people, by the way. And hour three will be open lines. Right now, we have Tom Berryhill waiting in the green room. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with ham radio, emergency survival communications, and electronics in general. You have a question or comment about ham radio and survival communications, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, it's good to have you with us. A week ago Wednesday, we had a very tragic day for our republic. We had an imposter inaugurated as President of the United States, an imposter owned and controlled by the Communist Party, and a vice president who was, in fact, a true believer in Marxism and communism, according to everything I know about her. So we're just at the beginning of this fight, aren't we, sir?
Well, it sure seems that way, John. There's still a lot going on, and I think everybody has to look around and keep an eye on everything happening. I like to read up on the news when I can. I've been so busy lately, I've fallen behind a little bit.
Well, you have. We're hoping to get caught up on energy cleaner orders. I think I'm at 39 or 40 back orders as of last night. So, as my grandson would say, get to work, Grandpa, get to work.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cute for a five-year-old to say that. He's now 24. But, Tom, what I'm finding out, I got independent confirmation yesterday from a private source that the president did not exercise the Insurrection Act because of his concern about too many casualties. And that decision will move forward, my understanding is, once President Biden's approval rating drops below 30%, then I believe the Insurrection Act would be implemented and steps will be taken to remove the imposter from the Oval Office and his communist vice president, who is licking her lips, waiting for the imposter to slip on a banana peel or finally be unable to perform at all, which he can barely function as it is. So we can have a bona fide communist sitting behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, fulfilling the prophecy of, I guess you wouldn't call it a prophecy, but the prediction of Nikolai Khrushchev more than half a century ago, when he predicted that we would fall to communism without a shot being fired. If things go that way, Khrushchev's prediction would have been correct, wouldn't it?
I believe so, John, and I remember that when I was a little kid then, but I remember it being discussed for many years, the threat of communism, and it's close by.
It is close. And I would like to see all my fellow patriots in the alternative media start calling this what it is. They refer to the opposition as leftists, as Democrats, as all kinds of things, except what they really are, which is communists. General Mike Flynn wrote a book, and that's what got him sideways, among other things, with the Obama administration, which he was part of at the time, by the way. He was director of national intelligence, where he said in his book, "How can you hope to meet and defeat your enemy if you're not allowed to name your enemy?" Which, of course, they weren't. They were prohibited from naming Islam as the enemy of the United States, which it is, pure and simple. So we got a long road ahead of us, don't we, Tom?
Well, we sure do. And, of course, we talk about emergency communications and communications in general. I think that would be very important in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. Very, very important to have communications and keep up on listening to shortwave broadcasts. You can gather a lot of intelligence doing these very things.
We have an active duty Army Major Chaplain, Major Andrew Calvert. Made comments on a military newspaper's Facebook page, basically saying that transgender men are mentally ill, which they are, of course. And now he's in trouble for saying the king has no clothes, basically.
Yeah.
I think it says here where he's stationed. It doesn't matter where he is. He's active duty military. He's in trouble. Homosexuals, transgenders are all mentally ill by definition. Of course they are. And since we have a politically correct president in the Oval Office, he'll most likely be disciplined or removed from his post or charged with some kind of silliness. We live in an upside-down, inside-out world, don't we, sir?
Yeah, it sure seems that way, John. I'll tell you, I can't hardly keep up with it. Every direction you turn, there's turmoil with all of this. But I think it's important to keep your ear to the ground and learn as much as you can about what's going on. And, of course, scanners, shortwave radios, sometimes some of the best information you'll get from external sources outside the country. So that's where shortwave comes in. Of course, you can listen to so much of it online, too. But if they ever turn off the Internet or shut it down, you'll still if you have this type of equipment, you'll still be able to get that information.
And that's it. We've helped, we don't know how many thousands of people, and we get emails from a few of the men and women who have got their ham radio license, have set up equipment, had towers set up at their homes to be able to broadcast and receive. So this hour we spend every week, Tom, is helping literally thousands of people understand what they need, know where to get what they need, and move forward to accomplish these goals. Right, Tom?
Yes, that's right. And it's a good thing that we're having that kind of effect on people and helping so many to learn more about this and perhaps get their ham radio license or at least have enough knowledge about the subject to pick out the right type of equipment for scanners and shortwave radios.
Right, right. Well, the starting place, we have new listeners every week. We mention this every week, but this is radio. We got new listeners every week. It's a website, ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website. That's the American Radio Relay League. And they call themselves the National Association for Amateur Radio. It's a beautiful website, lots of moving parts there. They got the section that I like to point out to the new people getting involved, where you can locate every ham radio club in the United States. I'm clicking on that right now, Tom. And what pops up is a place where you can put in a zip code and find ham radio clubs near that zip code, a city and a state, and find ham radio clubs in that city and or state. It begins in alphabetical order with Alaska, and it goes through there's 2,767 ham radio clubs. 2,767 ham radio clubs. That's a lot of ham radio clubs, isn't it, Tom?
It really is. It really is. But that's a great source of information. You'll get a lot of help if you're interested in the subject. Visit that ham radio club. Find out when their next meeting is and go attend that meeting. Introduce yourself. I think you'll meet men and women that are more than eager to help you learn more about the subject and help you get your license. They, in most cases, will be the ones that actually administer the testing, so you'll be real comfortable with that. Don't have to go to the federal building like we did in the old days. The ham radio clubs themselves, in almost all cases, are the volunteer examiners that will help you take that test in a relaxed atmosphere. Not too hard to do. It's been relaxed so much in current years, recent years. It's just a lot easier to get that license than ever before.
Right, right. Well, there's a lot of advantages, ladies and gentlemen, to becoming affiliated, joining your local ham radio club. I would say 9 out of 10 men and women involved in ham radio are also interested in prepping. That's pretty ubiquitous. So obviously some more than others, but that's pretty ubiquitous, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it really is. And you'll find that, many of the ham operators are on board with prepping, and a lot of them are interested in firearms as well. And there's quite a few discussions on topics like this at the ham radio club meetings. In addition to radio itself, you know, they talk about a lot of different things. And they have their own club picnics. Of course, the field day that happens in June is an on-the-air exercise to practice your emergency communication skills. A lot of valuable information can be obtained. Some good lessons learned by going to field day and participating with these clubs, even if you're not a licensed ham yet.
Let's explain Field Day a little bit more, what it is, how it's set up, what the parameters are, why people do it, please.
Well, it's a contest that takes place in June every year and has for decades. And what it is, it's almost like a training session. It's a contest, but it's also a training session so that the radio operators can hone their skills on communications, and it takes place on all ham radio frequencies, all the way from the 160-meter band, which is right above the AM broadcast band, all the way up through the VHF and UHF frequencies. So there's something there for every license class, as well as skill level. And you learn about setting up emergency power, whether it be generators,
I have no banks. Choice. Let's be more clear on that. You can't have power from the power grid. It has to be independent power, typically in a park someplace, with no outside or power grid power, correct?
Well, they do allow AC power. You can do that, but you see they have multipliers, John, for the different operating classes. You lose points. That's right. You don't have as high a multiplier. If you're operating low power, a very low power radio set, and you're working off of batteries or solar power and batteries, you get the highest multiplier. And that allows you to gain a higher score for the amount of contacts that you make. So your contacts times your multiplier and so on. That's how you get the score. And then, of course, there's awards given out and things like that. I've participated in past years. I never cared too much about the competitive side of it. I didn't worry about that. I was just interested in going and operating the equipment. And I mostly use Morse code CW, so I would go to a lot of the clubs, and they needed more CW operators, so I would do stuff like that. And maybe operate for an hour or two and then take a break, talk with everybody, see what everybody's been up to and so on, and maybe go back and operate some more. Sometimes stay all night. And it gets pretty frantic, especially towards the end when they're trying to build their contact base so they can get the highest score. But we just do the best we can. It's a lot of fun if you enjoy that type of thing.
It is. And, of course, since men and women tend to be competitive, you rarely see a power grid power at these locations because people want to win, don't they?
That's right. I've never seen anybody use commercial power or utility power on field day. Although I do know it's allowed, it's really something you don't want to do because it cuts down in your score and it makes you look like you really weren't trying that hard. So best to at least use batteries.
All right. There's another bonus to being affiliated with a ham radio club. And the fact is, men and women in these clubs buy and sell and trade back and forth high-quality ham equipment at very good prices, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they do. You know, what happens is ham operators get started, and they might buy entry-level piece of equipment. It works good for them for two or three years, and then they want to move on to something bigger and better, and they'll now sell that at a reduced price. And most of these people take good care of the equipment, so it might look brand new, but you can purchase it for maybe 40-50% off in some cases, and that happens all the time. And of course they have Ham Fest, and that's where everybody gets together and swaps and trades equipment. And they tell war stories and so on. A lot of fun. If you're a ham operator, you should always try to go to a ham fest. Of course, that's been cut back dramatically with this virus situation. But I think some of them may be coming back around this year.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. And
we got a break, Tom. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 29th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'll tell you, I got some real peace of mind getting that wonderful EMP Shield device for my granddaughter's car, knowing that she can get home to her parents when nobody else can drive. Nice $50 discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio, related topics. And if you got a question or comment about those things, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, the thing holding back many people for decades was the concern over learning, having to learn the Morse code. That held back thousands and thousands of people for decades, didn't it, sir?
Well, it really did, John. I had an incredibly difficult time learning it myself. I started in I got interested in it around 64, and I got going with it about 1965, and I had nobody to help me, so I had to learn it with we have online courses nowadays if you do want to pursue that. There's still a lot of activity on there on the radio bands with Morse code, but you don't need to learn it to get started. But I had trouble with it because we didn't. Of course, there was no internet in those days, and you either had a shortwave radio, which I didn't have, so I couldn't listen in to learn it. And I had to go with these records, you know, these code records. And it was, I believe, a 33 and a third RPM, you know, big, like an album, like a record album. And it was, I did pretty good when I listened to that. But when I went to take the test, the simulated test, or, you know, try it out for real, I wasn't as fast as I thought I was. It turned out I was memorizing that record. So if that record would have been the test, I would have passed it right away. And it was really, really difficult, especially when you had nobody to help you. But it took me about 2 years, and then I got a shortwave radio kit for my 13th birthday and put that together. And I started listening to the ham radio operators and in the novice band, where they were sending very slow. These were all newcomers, and they would start out very slow. Right. So it was easy for me to copy, and that's how I learned it. And it was, and now you don't have to do any of that, which is good. And if you want to pursue CW or Morse code, you can do that if you wish at your own pace, but it's not a legal requirement.
Right. Well, Tom, a very dear friend of mine, he was in the Army, and he took the Morse code training from the Army. It was 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for at least 2 months. Nothing but Morse code, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 2 months. And under those conditions, you learn it pretty quickly, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you really would. My dad learned it in World War II. It was part of the training for everybody, and he said he forgot it as fast as he learned it. He learned enough to pass whatever little test they had. It was a minimal requirement, but he said, of course, he didn't use it, so it was lost pretty quick. You have to stay with it. So I don't operate that much anymore, but I listen all the time, and just to keep my code speed up. But John, you know, after you do it for a while, you don't even hear the beeps you don't hear the dots and dashes. You just hear people talking. It's like another language.
Right. Well, I learned it in Vietnam about the second or third month I was there. I woke up one morning and I realized that I was thinking in Vietnamese. And for me, that was a very keystone, a very important point in learning the language, when I recognized that I was thinking in Vietnamese, and as opposed to thinking in English and trying to translate it into Vietnamese.
That's amazing.
we didn't have any formal training. I worked with a young man, same age I was. He was a Vietnamese sergeant, and we're both 20 years old, but he already had a wife and two or three children at age 20, which was pretty common in Vietnam at the time. But we became very good friends, and he helped me to learn the language, and I helped him with English. Although he spoke English better than some of my hillbilly neighbors out here. There was always little nuances that he was looking for help with. But getting back to ham radio, you don't need a license to listen, do you, Tom?
No, you don't. You don't. I know. I don't know if it's this way anymore, but in England, they had you had to have a license to have a television set. I remember many years ago, I had met this lady that was in the States visiting from England, and when she came to our house, she saw several television sets, and she said, "Boy, your license cost must be very high." I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, each television has a license." And I said, "There's no license for these televisions." And then she explained how they had to have a license in England for a television. I don't know. I doubt if they still do that today, but they did many years ago.
Another form of taxation. That's all that is. Purpose. Money generating revenue. Bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Special announcement. The 1st of February, we will drop YouTube, and all my 29,000 listeners will be transferring over to Rumble. We're already using Rumble. Rumble does not do any censoring. I was dropped from YouTube for a week last week because of something one of my guests said. I don't know. So YouTube will be gone as of the last day of January. That would be Friday the 29th will be the last YouTube video. And beginning Monday, February 1st, Rumble only for my archives. No change to the Republic Broadcasting archives, by the way. Also, my website, if you have issues with arthritis pain, that's an awful lot of Americans, by the way. I got something that will help. It's called the Energy Cleaner. We're finally getting caught up on back orders the next few days. The combination of the Energy Cleaner and the mattress pad that goes with it will give you arthritis pain relief. Are you doubting Thomas? You think, oh, that's this little black plastic box with 9 flashlight batteries. It can't help me. Well, it will. And if for some reason it doesn't, that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Same thing with getting a great night's sleep. Check it out. Details at my website. You can place your order using PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Here's why. You're not giving up your credit card information. It's the most secure way to make any payment online with PayPal. You want to mail me a check? No worries, mate. Just mail me a check. My address is there at my website. And I got a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. I'll give that twice solely. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio, and, of course, the wonderful website, the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website, which is beginning point to find everything you need. Right, Tom?
That's where it starts, John. That's a great source of information. And all the way up to, you know, they have publications and books that, at the university level. As a matter of fact, many of their technical journals are used in major universities for RF engineering, electrical engineering, and so on. So it's a valuable source of information. And they have things that's the publications that start at the ground level, elementary level, to get you started. So there's something there for everybody if you have any interest.
Well, good. That's good to know. If you're a ham radio operator, maybe you got started on ham radio because of listening to Tom and I. We'd like to hear, get an update from you, how you're doing at 512-248-8252. We miss our calls from Jimmy with the chickens and goats in the background, don't we?
That was Jerry. Jerry and Tom.
Jerry, excuse me. Jerry, yeah, Jerry. It was he was gaining his own following, by the way.
Yeah. He had a lot of competition out in that barnyard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And Jerry, if you're listening, we miss you. You're always welcome to call in, sir. Yeah, it's a community. It's a worldwide community. And we have members of royalty around the world, celebrities around the world, people of various economic and social status, from regular blue-collar guys and gals to people who are multimillionaires, and everybody in between, don't we?
Oh, yeah, John. There's Hollywood people on there. There's people in the music business, just every walk of life. I mean, you might be talking to a guy that's an electrician one day, and an hour later you're talking to a well-known surgeon or somebody in Hollywood. It's amazing who you can contact on there. It really is amazing. And very interesting conversations will develop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's a hobby. And the past 12 months, you know, this whole COVID thing began in February last year. We've seen the biggest increase in homeschooling ever. Some of the schools are opening up, and some of the parents have figured out we don't even need these schools anymore. We're doing it ourselves quite well. Thank you very much.
I'm hearing that quite often, John, from parents of school-age children, and they like it better this way. And some of these young kids are doing great. And the kids like it, too, in some cases. They can still get together with their friends. The parents make sure, you know, between themselves they discuss it, and they work out outings and things like that are safe, so they don't worry about the virus and all that. But the kids are learning online. I mean, it is around here, you know, they keep an eye on it, and it's well-regulated, but you're learning from home. I've always learned on my own. I've always learned from books. Once I learned mathematics and how to read, I had such an interest in electronics and technology at a young age, I just kept going with it. And it's worked good for me for decades.
Right. Well, the foundation of any and all learning is two things, language and mathematics.
Yes.
All knowledge, it doesn't matter what it is, has those two things as a beginning point to gain knowledge. And the ham radio hobby offers a lot to homeschoolers. So if you're a homeschooler or you know somebody who's a homeschooler, introduce them to the ARRL.org website as another possibility to incorporate into homeschooling, where they can learn mathematics, learn electronics, learn about radios, learn practical, real-world things, as opposed to something like, you know, I don't want to get into putting any form of education down, but things that really have no value in the practical world, in the real world.
Very true, John. And I got to tell you a story. This was several years ago. I did go to a field day outing with some ham operators, and they did it in a city park. And a family that did homeschooling brought their, I think at least two, maybe three kids. I don't remember exactly, but the kids really got into it because they got to see this radio equipment in operation. They got to see these people operating the equipment. And in, one of the kids wanted to know what they could do, if could they talk on that radio. And they said, well, not yet, because you have to learn the procedure. And although they could have legally, as long as the licensed operator controlled it, but it was slowed them down so much with the contest. But they did let the one kid make the logbook entries. They showed him what to do, and that kid did a beautiful job of making entries into the logbook for that contest. He did that for a couple of hours, and he was very proud of himself, and everybody was proud of him. I think he was 10 years old. He did a great job.
All right. Well,
and I'm sure that kid's a ham operator now, for sure.
Well, 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls routinely get their ham license, and most of what children do and what's called play is pretending to do what adults do with various toys and so forth. And it's entirely different with ham radio. The children aren't pretending to do what adults do. They're actually doing the same thing adults do at the same level, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, that's true, John. And, you know, when I first got started in the early days, 13, 14, 15 years old, I started immediately associating with these older people that were electrical engineers and ham operators. They had been ham operators for decades. I mean, going back, I remember meeting one guy that came from the spark gap days. He was pretty old at the time, but his first ham radio was a spark gap that he built himself from a Model T spark coil, and he wound the antenna coils and all that. This is the type of equipment that they used on the Titanic. Well, the Titanic stuff was maybe a little more advanced, but still very antiquated in the day. And this guy knew about this type of equipment. It was fascinating to hear the stories he had to tell. But you got to learn and associate with these people that had decades of skills.
Right.
And
well, Tom,
they were able
when you
to
got
help.
Started, the World War One veterans were about the same age you are now.
Right, exactly, John. And these guys were more than happy to help you maybe learn from your own mistakes. I mean, I had some close calls with very high voltage transformers, and I had several of these guys show me some safety methods and some little bit better practices. I'm actually amazed that I survived some of it, to tell you the truth. But anyway, I learned from these people, and it was an incredible education, and it was an education I could have obtained in no school or university. No, sir. You'll never learn those types of things. It's hands-on. And, you know, the universities, they have a lot of books, and they learn, and the book smarts and all that, but you have to have the hands-on approach too. That's the direction I took, and that's what I've always done with ham radio. Is I've always been interested in the technical side of it, and so I've spent a lifetime gathering tools. I like tools, machine tools, and test equipment, and that's what I've always pursued. And I use those pieces of equipment then to work out my designs and build things and fix things and calibrate things, and whether they be radios or fix a toaster even. You know, I've got all the stuff to do it. So I learned all that from ham radio and hands-on just fiddling around with this stuff. It's amazing what you can learn if you start real young. And that's why I think it's a great thing for any family that's homeschooling. And like you said earlier, there's so much more interest now in homeschooling because so many families of school-age children have had to do that in some way or shape or form. So they're doing it now, and they're kind of liking it. So I think ham radio would fit into a homeschool curriculum in an excellent fashion.
Absolutely. And for minimal money. We're talking very little money. Very little money. It's certainly worthwhile, and I hope people will check this out and make the right decision to help these youngsters increase their knowledge of mathematics, electronics, and how the world works and how the world's put together. Right, Tom?
That's right. That's right, John. And everything has electronics in it now. And if you take a young person and get them started, they have an interest in this, and you help them get started at a very young age, you'd be amazed how far advanced they'll be by the time they're a young adult. They will have a career in electronics or communications and a very, very high-paying job.
Absolutely. And it's nice to have a high-paying job. It certainly makes life a lot more comfortable, a lot better, doesn't it, sir?
It certainly does. And if you take a young person and show them this information, and that's why we like to talk about Field Day. I say take the kids to the ham club and find out when their Field Day outing is, and go and let the young people look this over and see if it's for them, see if there's any interest. And I think you'll find that many of them are quite interested, and that will spark that interest, and it'll grow from there. If they want to take some lessons and learn, get the books, they can become a ham radio operator in a very short period of time. And then they can participate and learn as they go. Again, whether they just want to talk or experiment a little bit, that's great. Or if they want to learn the internal workings of the radios and the electronics and the engineering behind it, they can easily do that. And the projects that they build from scratch, and that's what I've always done, design and build my own, many of my own, mainly transmitters and some receivers as well. But the ham radio license allows you to then put those on the air and actually try them out and communicate with other people and have on-the-air discussions about your design. And there's a lot of people doing this, and then they share these ideas. And you'd be amazed sometimes these conversations are going on, and other people will come in and want to join the discussion. And it's a lot of valuable information is passed around. It's great.
It is. And working with men and women who've been doing this really decreases the learning curve. It makes it a lot steeper. You learn so much more quickly, right, Tom?
Oh, that's true, John, because some of it can be overwhelming. There may be you're just stuck on a particular problem. You're trying to work out the details, and then you go to the club meeting, and you might want to, you know, they'll have question and answers and things like that, and you might bring this up, and somebody there that's already cross that bridge will say, well, here's what you do. And they might take a piece of paper. They might have a chalkboard there. And they'll draw out the schematic or show you what they did and how they solved that problem. They're always eager to help somebody else, and they want to make sure that you don't have to make the same mistakes. It just makes your project flow a lot smoother by helping each other like that. And it's a lot of fun at the same time.
Well, there's a whole camaraderie and social aspect of this also, isn't there?
Oh, there really is. You know, John, when I started in business, you know, it was always so difficult to get in some of these big companies and get them as a customer. And my business was technical in nature, and it was you know, they always told you you had to go through purchasing and talk to a purchasing agent and all this and give some samples and information. And but I found out that if I knew a ham radio out in that company, you could bypass all of that. Instead of going through the front door and going through purchasing and all that, I'd come through the side door and go right into the engineering department, talk to the people that made the decisions, and then they told the buyers and the purchasing agents what they wanted, and they would say, get it from this guy, and that's how I made most of my connections. And I'm talking AT&T, McDonnell, Douglas, Emerson Electric, big companies, Southwestern Bell Telephone, big companies. And I got in with these companies because I knew ham radio operators that worked there. Once you learn
somebody's
a ham
operator.
Hold
that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. I just located the field day dates for 2021. We'll be back after the break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Friday, the 29th of January. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a great group locally, Metro St. Louis. Their website's linked on my links page. I'd like to see groups like this set up all over the country, young men and women being trained in a proper use of the fife and drum, wearing the uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army, and recreating the music of the U.S. Army in 1804. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications and the wonderful website that gets started, the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website, to get started on a wonderful hobby that moms and dads, boys and girls, and grandpas and grandmas can all participate in and have fun in. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. No age restrictions. You can get on the air and talk to somebody 8, 9 years old all the way up to 80, 90, pushing 100 years old. There's ham operators of all age brackets.
That's right, all ages. And just do it. Just get started. There's no place on this planet that is immune from natural disasters, is there, Tom? That place doesn't exist, does it?
No, that place doesn't exist. And if there was ever communication outages, well, that ham radio equipment will allow you to stay in touch with your family, friends, anywhere on the globe. It's a very, very helpful thing to have when the lights are out.
Well, in normal times, ham radio is a fun hobby. In hard times, whether it's a natural disaster or something else, ham radio can and does save lives, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, and there's so many stories about how it's helped people, ships at sea, I mean, ships that were sinking, pleasure boats stranded, calling for help. They couldn't get through any other way. Ham operators jumped at it, and they got a hold of the Coast Guard, and they were able to help these people survive the mishap. So it's a very, very important a service that the ham operators do, and it's just a great hobby. Whether you're interested in the technical side of it or operating, and it's just something for everybody there, John.
There certainly is. There certainly is. So stop procrastinating. You know, we make fun of energy cleaner procrastinators. Well, there's ham radio procrastinators also. Just stop procrastinating and get started. Right, Tom?
That's right. It's not hard to do. Easier than ever before. And again, no age restrictions. So if the youngsters want to learn about it, take them along to the ham club. Let them see what it's all about. And I think you'll find that many of these young kids want to get involved. They want to start and they want to learn and try it out for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Now you got the information you need. And just get going. Tom, thank you. We'll talk privately before the day's over, I'm sure.
Okay, John, thank you.
Okay, we're going to top the hour break. We're back with Dr. Ted Brewer, and it's going to be an interesting discussion. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.